Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Yosef Kellerman has dedicated his career to historical organs, focusing much of his attention on performing German organ music of the 17th century. A 2014 release on Ulm's Classics presents Kellerman and German organ music and a fabulous historical instrument in works by father and son composers Hieronymus and Jakob Praetorius. Now, just for clarification, the Praetorius family of musicians in question here are unrelated to Michael Praetorius. You know, the Syntagma Musicum Polyhymnia Terpsichore guy. Yeah, we're not actually talking about him, but rather another musical family who happened to have that same last name. Hieronymus Praetorius was born in 1560 in Hamburg to a musical family. Trained by his father, Hieronymus eventually inherited his dad's post as the organist at St. James Church. Hieronymus was well respected in the Hamburg musical community, and in 1611, several of his works were collected into the Visby Tablature compilation. The three hymns and Magnificat setting attributed to Hieronymus on this recording all come from that 1611 Visby Tablature. The hymns and Magnificat are all similar in that they employ a chorale melody as cantus firmus, over which an ornamented descant part develops. Here's some of Hieronymus's Christe qui lux. Find the sound of the organ that Kellerman plays on this disc pretty incredible, and it's what I like best about this recording. One unhappy flaw in production is that on occasion tracks were split and in some places jaggedly elided. But most of the time, this is less than noticeable, as attention is fixed on the interesting and wonderful instrument Kellerman performs on. This instrument is the Scherer organ located at the Church of San Stefan in Tangermünde. The organ is the only one of its size from this place and time that still exists in a playable state. The original builder of this 17th century organ was Hans Scherer, an instrument builder and repairman who coincidentally also maintained and updated the organ that Hieronymus Praetorius used at St. James's Church in Hamburg. The Tangermünde Scherer organ has over 32 stops, 3 manuals and pedals. Remarkably, half of the pipework and the carved casing have, through all of the intervening years, remained in their original form. The parts that needed restoration were redone in 1983 and 1984, but even then, only a very few registers needed total reconstruction. But back to the 17th century, besides keeping up with Hieronymus's organ at St. James, Hans Scherer also serviced and updated the organ at St. Peter's as well, where Hieronymus's son, Jakob Praetorius, was organist. Jakob's compositions were very likely inspired by his instrument and by extension by the organ builder restorer's sound concept. Take a cursory look through Jakob Praetorius's surviving organ works, and you'll see that much of what he wrote specified 2 or 3 keyboards plus pedals, thus requiring a large instrument like the Tangermünde organ on this recording. Let's listen to this instrument once more, this time with music of the younger Praetorius, Jakob. Here's some of his Preambulum in D minor, the only piece on this disc not composed around a chorale tune. Here's the main motif of the theme. Thank you. Now, hear how that theme has built by the end of the piece, sounding now twice as fast. Before landing his lifetime tenure as organist at St. Peter's, Jacob Pretorius studied the organ in Amsterdam with Sweelinck. Later, Jacob himself became a sought-after organ teacher. Berend Petri, the person who compiled the Visby tablature of 1611, from which much of the music on the CD comes, was in all likelihood one of Jacob's students. Let's listen once more to music by Jacob Pretorius and some of his organ Magnificat Terzi Toni, a setting which borrows from his father's own Magnificats in the Visby tablature. A note about the registration you'll hear in this track, it's called the cornet registration and is a historical registration originating with Sweelinck, set down in writing in 1655. Just one other little tidbit about this Magnificat we're hearing is that in 1700, parts of it were trimmed off and used to stuff and seal the bellows of an organ in Denmark. The manuscript wasn't rediscovered until 1964, when that organ was restored. Thankfully, the missing parts of the music were likewise restored by the musicologist Michael Bellotti. The version on this recording is based on this reconstructed version of that piece. That's it for this time. If you would like to know more about the recording we featured today, you can find a link to it on our website. Just go to harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.